USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump, speaking at the annual National Rifle Association convention in Indianapolis, tells the crowd that Democrats have their eyes on guns.
Far left radicals in Congress want to take away your voice, your jobs, your rights, and they especially want to take away your guns. You know that.
The Pentagon is poised to approve another 300 troops to go to the southern border as another caravan of migrants are heading north to the U.S. to seek asylum. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels tells Fox News what the troops will do.
The military is in a non-enforcement role. Their job is to support the mission to secure the border, support Border Patrol, CBP, on non-essential jobs like the enforcement aspect of it.
And you are listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The latest report on the U.S. economy comes in better than expected. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The U.S. economy grew, according to the Commerce Department, by 3.2% in the year's first quarter, which was well above the 2.5% growth economists had predicted. In fact, it was the best start to a year since 2015. President Trump says of the numbers,
they were far higher than even the high expectations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Reaction still coming in as former Vice President Joe Biden announces he's running for president on Thursday. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson believes,
I think Joe Biden would be President Trump's toughest opponent because in states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, blue-collar states, he's going to be very strong.
Richardson also tells Fox News it will be interesting to see how Biden does on the fundraising trail. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Earlier this week, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump attended the 8th Annual Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit in Atlanta, Georgia. The president says we're making gains in fighting illegal drugs coming into our country and addiction. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel shares some of those gains.
It's a year since it's been called a national public health emergency by the president. You have safer prescribing initiatives that are in place. That's actually led to a huge statistic that he's probably going to point to, which is prescribing of opioids, Melissa, is down 25% over a year period. That's huge because that's the engine in a way that's driving this. 250 million prescriptions of opioids used to be in 2015, now starting to decline. That feeds the problem. He's also probably going to point to the fact that there's a 3.5% decrease in deaths due to opioids. That's huge because it's the number one cause of accidental death in the United States. It's a culture that leads to opioid abuse. It's not just the prescribing. It's
right.
A culture of loneliness, of separation, of a community health problem.
Unemployment.
Huge problem. Also, I'd add one more tier. There's a lot of research going on to alternatives for pain relief other than opioids. We have some that we're trying to use more and more and more. You know, other alternatives identify the real medical problem that's causing the pain, but have a pain relief product out there that doesn't cause addiction.
Please remember you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.